Welcome to another episode of the Tech San Diego Spotlight. I'm your host, Sarah Spiva, Director of Communications for Tech San Diego, and today we are talking about a big event in the San Diego tech space. Today we're speaking with Alexandra Gerritsen, the COO of PenChex and this year's judging chair for the upcoming 2024 Top Tech Awards. She's won the San Diego Business Journal's Women of Influence in Technology Award last year. She was an honoree at the Top Tech Awards herself in 2019 in the category of Small Private Business, and in 2021, one of CIO View's Most Admired Leaders in Business. We're chatting about this night of recognition and celebrating groundbreaking innovations and the brilliant minds shaping in the future of technology right here in technology's perfect climate. Nominations for IT leaders are still open, but you need to act fast. The deadline is May 8th. The Top Tech Awards will be held this year at Snapdragon Stadium on September 26th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. and is always a great time. So welcome, Alexandra. So I know we did a little short introduction of you, but tell us a little bit about yourself and your affiliation with the Top Tech Awards before we jump into them themselves.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Sarah. I appreciate it. As you mentioned, I've been a part of Top Tech since really 2018 when I was first nominated, and I was honored in 2019. I've been a judge ever since and involved in these awards and was honored to be the chair this year for the judging committee. And I'm on the advisory board as well. You know, I think it's a great, great recognition program. You know, IT leaders are often unsung heroes. And so I'm really excited to be part of this tech community. And frankly, as a woman in tech, you know, anything I can do to advance women in STEM is also just a privilege of mine to be associated with these awards.
Yeah, there really is still a bit of an inequality when it comes to women and men in technology. Can you tell us a little bit about the history and the significance of the Top Tech Awards?
Absolutely. Cox Business is the presenting sponsor and has been the sponsor of the event since its inception in 2007. When actually they thought, hey, what about technology leaders? There's awards for everything else, but tech leaders aren't really getting the recognition they deserved. So they created an event with a slightly different title and an award with a slightly different title back then that's evolved to Top Tech Awards here in San Diego. And it was really born to shine the light on the innovative work of talented IT and technology professionals here in San Diego who are ultimately driving the business forward through the use of technology.
So how has it changed since it started in 2007?
You know, not only has the title changed, but it's grown exponentially and is now really a mark of excellence in the tech industry here in San Diego. 17 years, we've celebrated over 200 people receiving the honor. Over 2,000 people have been nominated for the awards, and over 10,000 people have been part of the event as an attendee in some capacity across those 17 years. So we're continuing to see it evolve. We're expanding with new awards. So we have cybersecurity this year, which is brand new. So expanding it as the tech changes as well, we want to make sure the awards are still relevant and recognizing people who are specialists in what they do.
Yeah, there are definitely some areas that have grown in the last few years, biotech, I think, as well as cybersecurity. What is the selection process for the Top Tech Awards and how are the winners decided?
Yeah. So really anyone can nominate a person in technology. You can work with them. You don't have to work with them. You know, whatever it is, typically we see managers, directors, or C-suite levels, you know, people who are really driving change forward in a variety of categories. As I mentioned, cybersecurity is new this year. Healthcare was added last year. So they're constantly changing. They're received in a software program, of course, right? We've got to use software here in Top Tech.
Right.
And distributed to the judges at the nomination deadline. So really, the judges review and are assigned to categories and provide a scoring, you know, from a 0 to 10 ranking. And all the scoring is done on the judges' own time. We have two rounds. So if people make it through the first round, there's another second round, and winners are really determined just based on their overall score. The key is really no one finds out, including the judges, including myself, who has actually been honored and won. We keep it a secret until the event, and it's very buttoned up. I remember I thought when I won, like, oh, I would know if I won. I did not at all. It was a complete shock. So we do a really good job. Nice. Yeah, we do a really good job keeping it buttoned up and creating videos and really making it a surprise for the honorees.
That's really special. That definitely adds a level of, you know, specialness to the event for sure. There have been some great Top Tech Awards in the past. Do you have any memorable moments that you remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know, I wasn't at the 2014 event, but I've heard about this so many times just being part of it. So we had a marriage proposal from the Lifetime winner, Mike Zill, to his now wife on stage at the events in 2019. Oh, yeah, crazy. And in 2019, the year I won, I'll never forget, Travis Fawcett did a cartwheel when he went up to stage to get the award. I could not compete. So I'm glad he went after me because there was no way I could compete with that. You know, the energy is just incredible. Yeah.
I would be so afraid of injuring myself. I once was getting an award and fell up the stairs, much like Jennifer Lawrence did.
100%. So it's always a fun time. They try to change it up every year. So new surprises, new things to do, obviously very tech focused from booths and things like that. So it's great. You know, I remember when I won, I saw my CEO, my COO, and I didn't even know that they were going to come. So that was just a surprise for me too. Personally, people who cared about me showed up to the event and I had no idea to celebrate me, which was amazing.
It's always awesome when your bosses recognize your hard work. Definitely. So you mentioned that they're adding cybersecurity this year and biotech and health technology was added last year. What are the different categories and the kind of work that is recognized?
Yeah, absolutely. This year, there's 13 categories / awards to be considered for education, government, nonprofit, startup, private and public business. And we also have some categories that we mentioned, healthcare and biotech, hospitality, that's really been tailored to those verticals here in San Diego, right? We're healthcare focused. We have a lot of casinos, hospitality focused in San Diego. We've also added some special awards like Rising Star, Future of Tech, Top Tech of the Year, Cybersecurity, as I mentioned. And all of the categories can be found on toptechawards.com too. So people can check them out there.
Awesome. And we'll make sure to add the Top Tech Awards link in the show notes for everybody so that they can access it easily. So how do you see the Top Tech Awards impacting the tech scene in San Diego?
You know, I think for me, what I see is it's kind of a mark of excellence, you know? And again, I remember when I won, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I even made it to this level, right? It was a little bit kind of feeling like an imposter syndrome at the time. I was like, how am I here? So I really think it's a mark of excellence. It recognizes us raising the bar and doing better, right? And I'm a huge fan of scaling businesses and helping businesses grow through technology, right? So that we can scale them efficiently and effectively. And I think, you know, a lot of the candidates, the nominees are trying to do that in their own companies and recognizing that and being able to be part of this network of people where you can generate ideas off one another is amazing. So I think we get ideas from one another. We're trying to help each other out. And I think it's really advancing and shining a spotlight on what incredible things leaders are doing today in the tech world.
Absolutely. And I imagine this does a really great thing for businesses that are recognized as well as individuals, which leads me to my next question. What happened after you won? Because I imagine it's a great thing to add to your resume as well as, you know, to show how you are recognized as a leader in the technology community here.
So yeah, when I won in 2019 and shortly after actually was recruited and left to go be the chief operating officer of a local clinical research company here in San Diego. So that the CEO at the time happened to be at the event and, you know, reached out to me to see how I could help improve some of the tech that was happening in his organization. So that was just kind of one example. I wasn't, right. Wasn't looking, but I loved the opportunity and it was one of the best places I've ever worked. And I really enjoyed Cali Bamboo, which is now Cali Floors, which is where I was working when I won and they nominated me. So I do think it, it puts people out there in a level of getting noticed. Steve Romeo, who has been involved since the first year, he won in 2008. He's still on the advisory panel. And after him, his win at Breg, he was promoted to a VP position. I know it's opened a lot of doors for winners and nominees both. And many have developed, new ideas just from the networking, right? And bringing ideas back to their organization. So it's really a win-win.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Is there a startup category? And I imagine, does that help the startups if they win?
Yeah. I mean, I think that the leaders and the startups are recognized. It's a hard category, right? Startups are a difficult place to be for a lot of people. So I think recognizing what some of these startups are doing, not only can that create relationships where maybe there's the right partnerships, vendor partnership relationship, potential client relationships built from just understanding what these startups are doing. I mean, what's great is many of the judges have access to all of these nominations. I know even people who don't win, some of the stuff they're doing is incredible. I might reach out to that nominee or try to get a better understanding of what it is that they're doing. Share. It's really about the shared experience and sharing of best practices across the industry. So there's a true networking component and kind of sharing of ideas that happen within this community that I think is extremely valuable. So anyone in a startup, I think, would really benefit not only from sharing what they're doing, but learning from people who have been there and done that.
It's a very tight-knit community. I believe Startup San Diego is one of the sponsors as well for Top Tech Awards.
Yes, they are one of our sponsors this year.
So what are some of the challenges and opportunities you see for the future of these awards?
It's really one of its kind in Southern California, which is great. And my hope is that it continues to grow and evolve and continue to meet the changes in the tech leaders' job functions, like with cybersecurity and changes in the tech landscape. It's not the same event that it was 17 years ago. So similar to technology, like we're constantly changing and improving and looking and seeing what's out there. So my hope is that that continues. And I think just really people, realizing that the nomination form is really not that hard to do. And, it doesn't hurt to just be nominated and try. So, my hope is that people will realize, what an incredible event this is. And just the opportunity to be nominated and pass that first round is not easy. I can tell you from judging it, it's so being recognized in any capacity, I think is great. And my hope is it just continues to reach more people and our network continues to grow.
Do you find that this year's nominations have more artificial intelligence as part of their framework?
You know what? I haven't started reading the nominations yet since the deadline's still open, but I can tell you last year we did start seeing a lot more of that. I can tell you just personally, at Penchex, we are investing heavily in artificial intelligence. So I would be surprised considering, the prevalence now of ChatGPT and some of these other more mainstream AI, that wouldn't be a huge theme that we're seeing in some of these nominations.
Right. There's just so much AI in San Diego. So how can the community get involved with Top Tech Awards? Aside from, the obvious of nominating someone in the community.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I think the sponsors have been a huge, huge part of this event. I mean, we cannot thank Cox Business enough for supporting this event for 17 years. I mean, they go above and beyond to ensure this event is top notch. And I've never been a part of something like that anywhere else. So, I mean, Cox itself is a huge, huge proponent of this and helps get that embedded in the community. We also have other community supporters. As I mentioned, Startup San Diego, we have Tech SD, Connect, Athena, AITP. They're all advocates in promoting this event. And it's really important to nominate, these folks. Anyone's allowed to attend the event on September 26th at Snapdragon. So my hope is we just see a huge turnout this year.
Definitely. I hope so. Everybody remember your jackets because it was a little bit cold last time.
I know. You're right. It was.
So usually you have some additional local vendors at this event. Do you have any idea of who's going to be booked this year?
You know, we I know they try to keep that a little bit hush-hush too because of all the surprises, but yeah. I know they're working hard. The event committee always does such an incredible job. Sarah Brown's amazing. And so they're going to create some fun elements. It's back at Snapdragon, but it's in a different location at the stadium. So that should be okay. Kind of fun and cool. There are some new vendors involved. And I heard a rumor that this 360-degree booth is a Glambot booth. But I can't share. I know I can't share too much of the surprise. But the event team and Sarah always do such a great job.
It is always a really fun event. I've been a couple of times, and I've been once when it was at the fairgrounds, and I think O'Brien Hall, and then I went for the at Snapdragon as well last year, I think. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to attending again this year.
Oh, yeah. We're excited to have you.
Well, Allie, that I think wraps it up for us. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us about the Top Tech Awards. I think it's a really important event for recognition in the tech cluster in San Diego, and I hope that it continues to grow in its importance in our community.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you shining a spotlight on this and helping us promote this incredible event. So thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thanks again. We will add information about Top Tech Awards in the show notes for you. This has been another episode of the Tech San Diego Spotlight.
Since 1994, Tech San Diego has provided a unifying voice for San Diego's technology community, fostering growth and business acceleration through collaborations between industry, education, and government. We support members from all sectors of the technology industry, including cybersecurity, big data, robotics, SaaS, biotech, healthcare, Internet of Things, defense, telecom, and more. Learn more about us at www.techsandiego.org. This spotlight was hosted by Sarah Spiva, Director of Communications for Tech San Diego. Many thanks to our guest, Alexandra Gerritsen, COO of PenChex and this year's Top Tech Awards judging chair. It's not too late to nominate an IT leader that you admire today. Deadline is May 8th. The Top Tech Awards honor outstanding information technology executives as nominated by their peers and clients. Nominees and honorees who meet the specified criteria as determined by an independent panel of judges are recognized at the Top Tech Awards each year. To date, more than 2,000 tech leaders have been honored and over 20,000 people have attended. Producers for Tech San Diego Spotlight are Kevin Carroll and Sarah Spiva. Tech San Diego Spotlight is recorded remotely and edited by Hypable Impact. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, make sure to like, follow, and share.